There was a prophecy spoken over me years ago, and it kind of left me just kind of bewildered and confused. And my friend is a powerhouse prayer warrior for Christ, so I didn't take her words lightly. And I remember the moment she sat up and looked at me and said, "This is for you." And what she said was this: "Allow yourself to be covered and expect an elaborate room." Well, what on earth would that mean? And I searched the scriptures for the words covered and elaborate and the word room, and nothing spoke to my spirit. And many times I've prayed, "Lord, I know you spoke that word for me, and I know that in your perfect time, and you're going to tell me what it means." And I don't know. And the years went by, nothing. But I'll never forget the words. And another passionate woman of Christ came in my life, and she's known for her prophetic teachings. And I texted, I said, "Jill, you got any idea what this could mean?" And she promptly responded. Immediately, she said, "I received an insight from the Lord, and here it is. The expanse of His love for you is so great, but you have never felt worth it. He covers you with His great love. It is costly, but He pays your way always. And He has made for you an elaborate place. He's made a beautiful room for you no matter where you are. But in the end here, you will see the extent of what He has made for you beyond this, just for you." Oh my goodness, that was it. Yeah, she was right in that struggle to feel worthy of the Lord. I'd always second-guessed myself, and I have never really maybe allowed His truth to sink deep in my spirit. And maybe some of you struggle to accept His deep and unconditional love. Allow yourself to be covered. And a room was also revealed to me clearly by another woman of God. She said, "Every church, classroom, chapel, or business office that you go into is an elaborate room. The room is elaborate because it is His, not yours. It's His." It's true. And you too have an elaborate room because He places you there to be a vessel for Him. The prophecy was never about me. It was about Him. Yes, it was meant for me, but all my life. Listen, it's not about each one of us. It's about Him and His kingdom and His mercy and His grace. And my very perception of my works changed. I will never again view my workspace as my own, but as an elaborate room of His choosing. These elaborate spaces are His for me to share His love, to share His words of hope, and spread the good news of His Son. And every time I feel evil, attacks of unworthiness, I'm going to remind myself to allow God to cover me with His great love. I pray you do the same thing. Allow yourself to be covered. Now watch for His revelations through His written word or on the some of the profound prophecies of those anointed that have such a divine gift. From the Psalms, the Lord confides in those who fear Him. He makes His covenant known to them. His eyes are ever on you. My eyes are ever on the Lord. For only He will release my feet from the snare. And remember, it's all about Him. Amen and amen.